show me off. You might be tired, but I'm not. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown, like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round like a good time tease. I'm only counting on your cancellation when I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we went around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. Should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore.
Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More questions about the attempt on former President Donald Trump's life at a rally in Pennsylvania. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
ABC News discovering new details suggesting Crooks was meticulous in designing several suspicious devices found in his vehicle and residence. The devices had a remote control aspect, intricate wiring and chemicals, though it remains unclear how effective or dangerous they may be.
The Republicans, meantime, in a show of unity in Milwaukee last night, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy all spoke at the Republican National Convention. Praising Donald Trump, tonight, Vice Presidential pick J.D. Vance will deliver his nomination acceptance speech. President Biden will be meeting with members of a Latino civil rights organization in Nevada today. Yesterday, he addressed the NAACP convention and did an interview with BET. There's a new government in the U.K., King Charles, delivering a speech to the new parliament that was written by new Prime Minister Keir Starmer. This is ABC News. Emmy nominations are due out later this morning, and the race is wide open. None of last year's top three nominees, Succession, The White Lotus, and The Last of Us, are in contention. Just days before the Olympics, the mayor of Paris today trying to prove that one of the venues for the games is safe for athletes.
To prove all the naysayers wrong, Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo taking the plunge this morning, diving into the iconic River Seine that snakes through the heart of Paris. Swimming in the Seine has been banned for over 100 years, but Paris officials had promised to clean it up in time for the Olympics so as to hold some events in the river. Though high levels of E. coli in the water recently delayed test events and the mayor's own swim. The games are now just 9 days away. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. Paris.
And baseball's all-star game going to the American League, beating the National League 5-3. Boston Red Sox center fielder Jaron Duran hit the go-ahead homer and took home the MVP award. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic Convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's police chief is defending five officers from Columbus, Ohio, who shot and killed a homeless man outside the convention perimeter yesterday. Jeffrey Norman says Samuel Sharp Jr. was threatening another homeless man with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
Homeless advocates demanded investigation. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is going after President Biden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on foreign policy, immigration, the high cost of living, and crime.
Biden and Baldwin have failed. President Trump and I will get the job done.
Hovde delivered a primetime speech at the convention last night. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Preliminary figures from the first full month of the state-sponsored Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago show a ridership of greater than 18,500. That is an average of about 300 passengers aboard each of the eastbound and westbound trains operated daily by Amtrak under contracts with Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. And a news release from Amtrak Midwest, Ray Lang, vice president of the Amtrak state-supported service, stated, quote, Amtrak and our state partners have always believed the Twin Cities Milwaukee-Chicago corridor was a great one with tremendous opportunity. The ridership numbers we have seen so far confirm our belief, and we expect this trend to continue as the service matures and we head into the peak summer travel season, end quote. Borealis trains originate from St. Paul at midday and from Chicago in the late morning, and customers have been enjoying wide reclining seats with ample legroom, no middle seats, free Wi-Fi, and views of the Mississippi River between St. Paul and La Crosse in daylight in both directions across Wisconsin. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Bucks sign a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to the Clippers 112-97 in summer league action in Las Vegas. Now, guard Patrick Beverley has left the team. He was suspended 4 games for whipping basketball at some fans' heads in frustration after their season-ending loss. Well, after getting no offers from other teams, Beverley has now joined the Israeli Basketball League. So the Bucks have signed shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. The 25-year-old has spent the last 3 years with the Raptors. Baseball for the 10th time in 11 years, the American League has won the All-Star game again, this time 5-3 over the National League. The Red Sox's Jaron Duran named the game MVP thanks to his 2-run homer in the 5th to put the game away. The Brewers' William Contreras and Christian Yelich unable to get a hit, but Yelly says he enjoyed the week in Arlington anyway, like seeing Bryce Harper.
It's really cool baseball, so we're all a little similar. We can relate to a lot of the same things. And myself and Bryce, see all these guys so many years later still kind of doing the same thing. It's always pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's the Bryce County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, the 18th of July. Let's get those orders in by 1:30 today so they have everything ready for tomorrow. Roast pork loin tomorrow, scalloped potatoes, three bean salad, and apple crisp. Locations are in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Kent, and Brantwood. Bryce County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a nice, comfortable stretch of days coming up this week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight all the way down to 46 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. Friday, sunny with a high back up to 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Attention, outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with ETL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Applications for the 2025 Upriver Lake Sturgeon Spearing License are due by Thursday, August 1st. Complete details when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds sturgeon spears that the deadline to apply for Upriver Lake's spearing tags is Thursday, August 1st. Due to a higher success rate on the Upriver Lakes, a mere 500 license holders will be selected to spear a sturgeon from Lakes Poygan, Winneconne, or Butte des Mors during the 2025 sturgeon spearing season. The spearing tags will be issued via a drawing where priority will be given to applications with the most preference points. Those applying as a group will have their point value based on the individual with the lowest points within the group. Spearers can also choose to purchase a preference point instead of applying for a tag. Applicants selected to purchase an Upriver Lake Sturgeon Spearing License will be notified by October 1st. Those not selected will receive a preference point. The 2025 Winnebago System Sturgeon Spearing Season will begin on February 8th, 2025. Learn more about this unique fishery by visiting dnr.wisconsin.gov and searching Winnebago System Sturgeon Spearing. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Outdoor News brought to you by J&A Services.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. Soon come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still
Will I be myself? I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she is the same. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had a big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up, your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey! Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, your face. Okay, let's try it really good. So bad. Hey. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up in your face.
That's great. We can do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey.
It's a nicer place. I'll shut up in your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
It's 8:17, and we've got another edition of Reality Radio. Lots of good local stuff we'll be talking about today. The Price County Antique Association has an event coming up. We'll talk about that. We'll get Don Christensen in here, talk a little Butternut Pioneer Days. That's on the way a week from this weekend. And a big truck event for the kids. Kristen Harper is going to be in to talk about that going on in Phillips. Big G will be in, Northwood Classic Car Show, and we'll see what else happens, too. And every couple of weeks, we talk about the outdoors, hunting and fishing and camping. We got Craig in here from Bader Sports Center. Morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Beautiful morning out there. People are going to be out fishing this weekend, Craig. I mean, wonderful.
Yeah, it's starting to pick up real good now, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think this is the time of the year where we see people from Georgia and Louisiana and Florida. They're just like, let's drive to Wisconsin. It's a lot cooler. And you see a lot of out-of-state license plates now. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so fishing's good, and we're starting to think about hunting now. Craig, you're becoming good friends with the FedEx and the UPS guy, from what I hear, right?
Yeah, they've been bringing me lots of boxes. It's almost like Christmas in July.
So if you love to hunt, especially the crossbows, because the bow season is, what'd you tell me, a couple months away?
2 months from this Saturday.
Yeah, so you're getting all kinds of bows in. You'll be putting in one today, and the technology on this continues just to get crazy, doesn't it?
Yep, we've got one come in yesterday from 10 Point. It shoots 515 feet per second, which is unbelievable. So I'm kind of looking forward to getting that thing put together and giving her a test shot.
Do you have a brick wall that'll hold that thing?
I'm hoping.
You've got a shooting, a 15-yard range. Just hold on, right?
Yeah, well, most of our targets will stop an arrow up to about 475-500 feet per second. So
okay,
this one's going to put that target to the test, I think.
To the test. All right, so the technology every year continues to grow. So if you're a crossbow person or if you're thinking about getting into that, Craig down there is getting all the new ones in, right?
Right. Like I said, 10 Point came in yesterday. We got some new bows in from Raven. So anybody who's a Raven fan, we've got some bows down there you can come down, take a look at, give them a test shot.
Always nice to put them in your hand. And you're telling me how small some of these bows are getting too, right?
Yeah, some of these bows now are 6 inches axle to axle, which is unbelievably narrow. And we have one that's the Raven 26, which for a big tall guy like me is kind of uncomfortable to shoot, but a smaller hunter probably would find it very, very easy, and you can get it in and out of a blind real easy, tree stand. So there's an advantage there.
Yeah. And generally crossbows, obviously, for deer hunting, but other hunting sports, too, will use them for?
There have been guys that have been using them for turkey. We do have bird broadheads, if you will, that you can use for turkeys. We do have a fall turkey season coming up here shortly. Grouse season, I would not want to try and shoot a grouse with a crossbow, but I know some guys that have claimed they've taken it out and gotten them.
Yeah, it doesn't stop some people, probably. Sure, sure. All right, so what else are the people coming in? Obviously, a lot of people up here camping and stuff like that, too, right?
Camping, fishing, still real big. We've got product in there. I know a lot of the chambers of commerce are asking people to shop local, which we truly appreciate, but we return the favor because we have a few vendors for our lures that are local. We've got some bass plastics from a guy down in the Wausau area, some from the Medford area. We've got some musky baits in from a gentleman over in the Hayward area. So we try and keep it local with our purchases as well.
Yeah, and some stuff that you can't, maybe can't find anywhere else. Kind of has that good local feel to it. That's awesome.
Right. Some of these are very unique colors or very unique shapes in their lures. Something you don't find in the big mass marketing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and have the mosquitoes backed off at all? People coming that mosquito netting still?
Yeah, the bug spray and the mosquito nets are going out the door pretty quick.
all that water we had is still standing around somewhere, so skeeters are still hanging around. And, of course, the traditional gun deer season is always huge up here, and you guys got the handguns, long guns, and stuff like that because people are starting to talk a little bit about that too, right?
Yeah, people are coming in looking for, mostly target loads get practiced up for the upcoming bird season, again, the turkey season. But, the deer season will be, that's a big deal again. And there will be doe permits available up here. I've got the numbers down at the store. I'll have those in for the next time. But
okay.
Those will go on sale August 12th at 10 a.m. A lot of people have been coming in asking if they can get one now, and okay. They're not even on the system yet.
Yeah, so for that August 12th date, that's something they can come in-store for, or is it online?
You can do it online, or we will have them available for sale in the store.
August 12th, the magical day. Limited number of doe permits available, is that right?
And right. Then, there's not a whole lot, if I recall right, for the public land in the area, the National Forest, State Forest, but quite a few for people who hunt on private land.
Yeah. So does that tell me then with that the deer count is lower than they want? Is that what I'm getting from that? Or
I'm hearing all kinds of stories on that. The DNR is saying one thing, and the property owners are saying something else, and I don't know. Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of deer on my way to work in the morning, so that's a good thing.
But generally when they limit the doe permits, that tells you that they want a few more numbers, right?
Right.
Would that be a good assumption?
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right. So hopefully after this year we can get it back up to a normal number. But it was definitely, it was an easy winter for the deer last year. I mean, other than the predators, but the snow was just not an issue.
Right. It was non-existent. And I'm seeing a lot of the does bringing their young ones out into the farm fields. A lot of twins. I saw one set of triplets on my way to work this morning with mom. So, but a lot of singles, which is a good thing.
We got a set of twins right across from our house. We live right here in Park Falls, and every night at dusk, at least one of them comes. I don't know where the other one is, but they're out walking around. They're certainly a lot of fun to watch. So, Bader Sports Center, they can always check you guys out on the web and Facebook too, right?
Facebook and the web at BaderSportsCenter.com.
All right. If you want to come in and give Craig an hour or two to get that new bow together, the new 500 and how many feet per second?
515.
He's putting that together today when you get in, right?
Well, give me about a half hour to get to the store and right. About a half hour to get the thing put together and a test shot and come on in and put it in your hands, take a shot.
All right, very good. BaderSportsCenter.com, right?
Yep.
That, right? All right, Craig. Always good to talk the outdoors with you.
Great to be here.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Bader Sports Center, Phillips, right next to Pick and Save, right on Highway 13.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More questions about the attempt on former President Donald Trump's life at a rally in Pennsylvania. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
ABC News discovering new details suggesting Crooks was meticulous in designing several suspicious devices found in his vehicle and residence. The devices had a remote control aspect, intricate wiring and chemicals, though it remains unclear how effective or dangerous they may be.
The Republicans, meantime, in a show of unity in Milwaukee last night, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, and Vivek Ramaswamy all spoke at the Republican National Convention. Praising Donald Trump, tonight, Vice Presidential pick J.D. Vance will deliver his nomination acceptance speech. President Biden will be meeting with members of a Latino civil rights organization in Nevada today. Yesterday, he addressed the NAACP convention and did an interview with BET. There's a new government in the U.K., King Charles delivering a speech to the new parliament that was written by new Prime Minister Keir Starmer. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's more at stake in Wisconsin than just the top of the ticket. With new legislative maps, Republican strategist Keith Gilks says it will take high-quality local candidates to win.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Gilk spoke at a luncheon yesterday put on by WISP Politics and the Marquette Law School. Congressman Derek Van Orden is making news again for getting into a confrontation. The Prairie du Chien Republican accuses an anti-war protester of assaulting him in downtown Milwaukee yesterday. Members of Code Pink say Van Orden started it, but he tried to shove past an activist. Milwaukee police say they're looking into it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know, why?
Peer pressure.
Oh, good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Superior City Council is looking to crack down on youth vaping with a new zoning ordinance. Under the new ordinance, there will be no more new licenses issued for vape distributors in the Superior area, with currently existing stores being grandfathered in. Officials say the flavored vapes are particularly attractive to young people, as well as the easy access they have to acquire them. Additionally, the grandfathered stores will be allowed to hang only one vaping-related sign outside their buildings. The property hosting a classic drive-in movie theater in Chautauqua could soon be sold. According to a WQOW report, the Stardust Drive-In Movie Theater is the only such theater in the area, and owner Nick Meyer is hoping to sell the property to someone who will keep it as a drive-in theater for the community. According to Meyer, his plan was always to sell the property about 5 years after purchasing it, but he says he will only sell it to someone who has a similar vision and dedication to keeping the movie magic for residents. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The American League wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The American League beating the National League 5-3 last night in the All-Star game. The AL has now won 10 of the last 11 games in the Midsummer Classic. No hits for Christian Yelich or William Contreras. The Red Sox Jaron Duran named MVP for his two-run homer in the fifth to secure the win. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Clippers 112-97 in Summer League play. Milwaukee signing former Raptors guard Gary Trent Jr. Meanwhile, Patrick Beverley deciding to play in the Israeli Basketball League after no offers from the NBA. NFL, Chicago Bears finally reach an agreement with their number one draft pick, quarterback Caleb Williams, who's going to earn a guaranteed $39 million over the next 4 years. Packers quarterback Jordan Love at a youth football camp in Milwaukee asked if he's got a new deal yet.
Brian Gutekunst says he hopes to have a contract extension done with him before the start of camp.
Yeah, you didn't want to talk about it. That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoy summer celebrations with great family fun and head to the 66th annual Pioneer Days, July 26th through the 28th in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Grab a seat and listen to some great free entertainment. Friday the 26th, performing on the outdoor stage from 8 p.m. to midnight, it's Blame It on Waylon. At 6 p.m., it's the Wisconsin Arm Wrestling Tournament. Treat yourself to some great food. Vendors include Double D's, Bobbers, Lola's Lunchbox, Lamoureux Concession, Fat Daddy's, Fights Barbecue, Kettle Corn Castle, and the Butternut High School senior class will be manning the Pavilion Kitchen. A big thank you to these great sponsors, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Smart Plumbing and Heating, and Greg Wagner Plumbing.
Birthdays, we've got a local birthday, Karen Tremel, who is celebrating a birthday today. And that is from your family there and your little sister also. So happy birthday to you, Karen, if you're celebrating on this 17th day of July. Some other people that get to share it with you include Craig Morgan, the country singer. He is celebrating a 59th birthday today. Luke Bryan, the Georgia native. He's won Entertainer of the Year from the CMA and the ACM Awards in 2018. He's one of the biggest male artists going. His real name is Thomas Luther Bryan, but he goes by Luke. Luke Bryan is 48 today. Mark Burnett, the reality TV producer, 64 today. Angela Merkel, born in West Germany, but raised in communist East Germany. She earned a PhD in quantum chemistry and became the chancellor of the reunified Germany in 2005. Angela Merkel is 70 today. David Hasselhoff, the actor from TV's The Young and the Restless. Knight Rider is what we know him for, that really cool high-tech car that still tours car shows, I think, to this day. David Hasselhoff, Mr. Knight Rider, is 72 today. We have Diane Carroll, 1968. The actress, singer, became the first black woman not playing a domestic to star in a network TV series. Diane Carroll, born on this day, 1935, passed in 2019. Donald Sutherland, the Canadian actor, from MASH, Don't Look Now, Ordinary People, Space Cowboys, born on this day, 1934. Donald Sutherland passed earlier this year, just back in June of this year. Red Sovine, the country legend, West Virginian, had three number one country hits, a decade apart, all of them. Why Baby Why in the 56, Giddy Up Go in the 60s, and the CB anthem of Teddy Bear in the 70s. Red Sovine, born on this day, 1917, passed in 1980. Phyllis Diller. How do you describe Phyllis Diller? You got to just go on YouTube and see her. She was an outrageous, frizzy-haired comedian and actress. She did get involved in some movies, too, but she brought a smile to your face when you saw her on late-night talk shows. Phyllis Diller, born on this day, 1917, and she passed back in 2012. And James Cagney, Jimmy Cagney, the song and dance tough guy. He won the Best Actor Oscar in 1943 for Yankee Doodle Dandy and was also nominated twice in 1938 and again in 1955. James Cagney, Jimmy Cagney, born on this day in 1899, passed in 1986. We're going to talk a little Pioneer Days in just a moment, but we're going to talk Price County Antique Association right now. We have a full studio. We've got, there's Mr. Janicek. How are we doing?
Not too bad.
Why don't you lean forward here? We can hear you here. Mr. Steve Janicek. We've got Mark Karpinski, and we've got Maureen Trojak. I got everybody right. We're ready to talk antiques. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And we're doing this weekend, right, Steve?
That's correct.
All right. Tell us a little bit about some of the who's, what's, and where's, and let's get people out for the big event this weekend.
I'll turn it over to Maureen.
All right.
She's
the who, what, and where person.
Yeah,
huh?
That's
okay.
Right.
All right, Maureen, let's dig in for this weekend. What do we got for us?
This is our 16th annual Antique and Tractor Expo and Car Show. And it opens at 9 a.m. both days.
Saturday, Sunday, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And for a donation for a pin or a button that you can come in, so there's not really a money to do it.
Right, just a few dollars, whatever you want to give for the Antique Association. All right, you get a nice button. All right, okay. So what do we got going on? Let's talk about Saturday, first of all. This is out at the fairgrounds, right?
Right.
All right, things have dried up out there real nice. Sun going to be shining all week, so we're good. Mr. Janicek's laughing. Things dried out pretty good or getting there,
no,
right?
I was there yesterday. I've been there most of the week. And by my place, it rained, so I went over there to do some work over there and dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, then while I was there, it just rained buckets. So.
Yeah. Oh, so. We're going to have some good sunny weather today, tomorrow, Friday, so... We'll have paths for people to get to where they need to be, right?
Yeah,
you bet. All right, Maureen. So let's talk about Saturday. What are some of the Saturday events to tell people about?
Well, we have the tractor pull is our big thing on Saturday.
Okay, the antique. Okay, tractor pull.
We have 9. We have 12. Weight classes for the tractor pull, and these are tractors that you just come in from the field or in your barn or whatever.
All right, 65 and older, is that what it is, 1965 and older?
Right.
Okay, all right. That's good, because I'm not an antique then. It's good I missed it by a year. I appreciate that. So $10 per pull then, right?
That's right.
Okay, and trophies will be awarded for that?
Yes.
Okay, and if folks have any questions, they can reach out. Who should I reach out if they have any questions on that?
Well, the John Slaby.
Okay.
His number is 715-482-9248 or Lynn Rafko.
Okay.
715-474-6706.
Okay. Now that's the main event on Saturday. Then there's a parade afterwards too, right?
Right.
All right.
Because some people just have theirs there for the whole day or part.
Yeah.
And
might not be pulling and stuff, but just kind of...
Yeah, but then we'll have a parade with them and
sure.
We'll have people that can see what... See the tractors and see which one they like the best.
Sure, sure. So talk about some of the other things that are on the ground that day, too, on Saturday, for those who aren't familiar with the fairgrounds and the buildings that are always there with the antiques in them and stuff. So some other things that are going on during the day on Saturday, too.
Well, we have the displays with the tractors, but mm-hmm. anybody can take a truck or an automobile or motorcycle, or we had snowmobiles last year. Any kind of machinery you'd like to do, or maybe some engines you want to put out.
Okay, all right. And they can come out and display those. And you'll have some vendors out there too, right?
Yes, we will.
Okay. All right, so... And I bet there'll be a little bit of food and refreshments out there, too, I would guess, too, right?
Yes, we have the 4-H kids and Lola's Lunchbox.
Lola's Lunchbox for food mm-hmm. out there. So that's Saturday. And then Sunday, we've got the car show, right? All right. Marv, are you the man for that?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought you might be the Marv Karpinski. All right. Tell us about the car show on Sunday, Marv.
Okay. The car show starts at 9. And new for
2024 car show is we have three trophies per class. We have 11 classes. Two new classes are modified cars, and then the other one is modified trucks and vans.
Okay.
We have music all day.
Okay.
It's a $10 entry fee for the car show, and trophy presentation is at 2 o'clock. Unless the weather is nasty, then we'll have it sooner.
Okay, so 9 o'clock is when the car show will start this Sunday.
Yes.
All right. And say, I was talking to my wife the other day. I have a 2004 Toyota Prius. I said, that's getting pretty close, isn't it? I'm getting there, aren't I?
You're there, yeah, 20 yeah, years.
I'm there. I just got to get a couple of the rust spots off there before I take it to a classic car show. The classic car shows are a feature of not only the really old cars, but also the love of vehicles, too, right? The modifieds. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, a car that's 50, 60 years old, right?
Yeah, we have a class that is actually 2000 and up for cars that are newer.
Okay. All right. So Sunday, 9 a.m., the car show will go on along with, you know, the displays and everything that's happening out there. And so we have a swap meet this year, too. That's a new event, I understand, right?
We're going to try it.
Okay.
We didn't have people that came yet to tell us, but if somebody has some things that they want to swap with somebody, or they can go and put a sign on how much they want for it, or barter with
stuff
every
to sell.
People. Yeah.
They can come out, bring their stuff out.
Right.
All right. And for those who aren't familiar with the fairgrounds, there's two buildings out there that are always there, featured during the fair and during this event, of all kinds of antique machinery in there, right?
We have a lot in both of them.
You could spend hours trying to figure out what some of those things are, Steve. Is that right? Because every year you guys do this during the fair. You put that thing out there and you tell everybody to figure out what it is.
Yeah, and we'll have new things out there this year again, too. So,
Steve, is there anything that you don't know what it's for? Anything that surprises you at all, or have you seen most of it?
Most of it. Once in a while, I run into something that I don't really know. But
see if you can baffle Steve. Somebody comes forward with something, So we mentioned the food and beverages out there, too. And there's stuff for the kids, too, right? We've got that children's museum, right?
Right. They do a good job. Sometimes they're in, sometimes they're outside with their things.
Yeah.
And the Orange Splash and Blossom special ride that the Palachiks let us use.
Yeah, they pull with the tractor or whatever they pull with and ride them around in that.
Well,
is that what
it's a lawnmower.
But it's
by, looks like a
locomotive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. And we'll have Bouncy House out there, too.
Yes, we have that from a church this year.
Yeah.
And then the butterfly guy will be here, too.
Yeah, the little tent with all the butterflies in them. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot going on out there at the fairgrounds outside of Phillips on H, Antique and Tractor Expo and Car Show. You got 2 days to take it all in, whatever you like. If you like the polling thing on Saturday or the car show Sunday, and food and stuff going on. We've been doing this for how many years now, Steve? We've been doing this.
This is 16.
16.
And then I want to add something else. We're also going back to doing a silent auction this year.
Okay.
So we have a lot of items that will be in the 4-H building for the silent auction. And then, of course, my wife does all kinds of baking there, so there'll be a big bake sale.
Yeah.
And
a lot going on.
A lot of things for everybody, but I like to bring into focus a little bit that our Antique Association was started to kind of update the younger generation or even the middle-aged generation on how things were done years back, you know, it's surprising when you talk to how many people that, well, what is this for and what is that for, you know, and kind of explain that's how people survived years back. So
yeah,
and the tractor show and car show is just something that was added, but our main topic is the antiques and educating the people on, you know, what went on years ago.
The history of agriculture and farming and the creativity and the intelligence that went into making it all happen, because so many of the things that you see in that the antique buildings were probably created by some guy on the farm who needed to get something done and created it, right? And
Correct.
Everybody else says, oh, that looks pretty good. I'll do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of problem solving. It really was. And making it all work. There's so much history with that, especially just right here in Price County, especially the southern part of the county with the farming and such. So Saturday, Sunday, again, you know, a couple bucks for a button or whatever you want to give. And you can come on in, have some food, refreshments. The weather looks like it's going to be fantastic for us this weekend with temperatures 75 to 80. Just, you know, just warm enough to want a beer, but just cool enough to survive out in the heat. So perfect weather.
And
perfect
we have weather. Music for a DJ.
Okay.
Wild Times Karaoke.
Fantastic. All right. So the fairgrounds place to be, Price County. AntiqueAssociation.org if you want to check out the website for information. All right, anything we miss? I'm sure you got a lot of businesses, sponsors that help to chip in with you guys, and you guys honor them at the event this weekend. So always great support from the community, right?
Yeah, and we'd like to thank all them that sponsored our show this year, and there's a lot of them, but we'll have a board out there with naming all of them and that. So
could I tell you all the people that
we'd love to honor them. Yes, go ahead, Maureen. Okay. Run through the list if you could.
Okay. From Butternut, we have Andy and Stacy Hocker. From Kennan, Katie Heil, Kennan Lumber Company. Via Plus, Mix Right Agra Surfaces. Medford Co-op, from Park Falls, Riverside Garage, Super One, from Phillips, Advance Auto Parts, Anderson's Body Shop, Bader's Sports Center, BJ Barker, BW Paper Systems, Birchland Realty, Elk River Septic Services, The Five Senses, Forward Bank, Heindel Nimsgren Fuhrner Home, Heckman Auction, Janik and Sons, Brian Kerner, Quick Trip, Northern Lights, OEM Fabricators, Phillips Service Center, Phillips Veterinary Clinic, Pick and Save, Palachek Implant, Price Electric Co-op, Remax New Hirons Realty, Robbins I can't see these.
I don't know how to say the last name either.
Robbins Creations?
Robbins Custom.
Custom Creations, I think. Yeah.
Spear Law Office, Visions and Styling, Warga's Auto, Rubin Sales and Service, D Machine, Steiner Tractor Parts, they give us all kinds of goodies for the people, and Stoner Car Care.
All right. Thanks. And others that will be honored out there this weekend. So we thanks all the local support that always are huge in making these events happen. Price County Antique Association.org. Saturday, Sunday out at the fairgrounds. We always get a good crowd out there, Steve, don't we? It's always usually big events. Kind of a warm up to the fair. People are just like, oh, all right, I'll go out there. It's the fair's coming in a few weeks. So it's kind of a good warm up, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Steve, good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Too.
Thank you for all
you
do with this organization. It's great in preserving the history of our county. So thank you so much, Steve.
Yeah.
Marv, thank you for all your work on the car show. And Maureen, sounds like you're running the show. So congratulations. Good luck to you.
We'd also like to thank the Baratkas. I mean, they've been just super nice to work with because they own the grounds now.
Yeah.
And I mean, they bend over backwards to help us out.
So. They're doing so much for that fairgrounds and that community. Yeah. So thank you to them. Exactly. All right. Should be a good weekend. Thank you so much. Good to see all of you. We're going to talk a little Pioneer Days in Butternut coming up here on Reality Radio.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a nice, comfortable stretch of days coming up this week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight all the way down to 46 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. Friday, sunny with a high back up to 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
More of Reality Radio. We archive each week's show. In case you missed stuff, you can go to 98qcountry.com or podcast and check it out. Well, Glenn Wagner is out. He's usually our promoter for Pioneer Days, but we got Don Christensen, a very well-abled and eager fill-in for Mr. Wagner. How are we doing, Don?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you betcha. You betcha. We're all excited for Pioneer Days. In Butternut, coming up a week from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we got another great lineup this year, Don, looks like.
Yes, we do.
All right, some of the traditional stuff and always a few things added here and there. So let's give people a little flavor of what's happening a week from Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, on Friday night with a new event this year, we're going to kick it off with a women's fast pitch softball game.
Okay.
And then following that game, there will be the John Stick Furtak Old-Timer Softball Game. And also on Friday night, we have Wisconsin Arm Wrestling Tournament. The Wisconsin Arm Wrestling Association will be here. And then music that night is Blame It on Waylon.
Oh, I think I'm going to come Friday afternoon, just do a little trash talking to those guys and then leave. That's what I'm going to do. That's my plan anyway.
Saturday morning, we start with the men's softball tournament. And we also have our arts and craft. An event that was added last year and is just continuing to grow. We had to add a extra court beach volleyball tournament.
Yeah, I saw a picture online of that. They did a real nice job of putting all the sand in there. Looks good.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, all right.
And then we have a Wisconsin sanctioned horseshoe tournament on Saturday.
Yeah, no, that's a tournament that the general public doesn't play in, but it's kind of a state event, but people can see some really good throwers there, right?
Right. You have to be in the organization and ranked or however they do that.
Yeah, yeah, they're incredible throwers. They make more than they miss, so let's just leave it at that.
And then we have a scullery exhibition by Jeff Gustafson. That's always, people enjoy going in there and looking at all the different skulls that he's done. And we have the Schleyer Farm Petting Zoo. At 11 o'clock, we have the Northwoods Community Credit Union Sawdust Dig. Kids really get a kick out of that, digging in the sawdust to find some money.
Free money, yeah. Just a note to adults, they don't let you in. Just
right.
From experience.
I tried, they won't let me do it.
Yeah, I know. You try to grab a quarter, they're right on you. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Saturday afternoon, we have our Lake State Mud Racers sanctioned race. That's always a well-attended event. Everybody seems to enjoy it. And that music on Saturday is Iron Mule from 4:30 to 7:30. And then we have our Pioneer Queen Coronation. We have two ladies running this year. And and then at 8:30 is to midnight is the Spicy Thai Band, very well-received band throughout the state of Wisconsin.
And they've been coming for a few years.
Yes,
and
they have.
Have a lot of fun, yeah.
And then at dusk on Saturday, we have our fireworks display.
All right.
All right. Sunday, the 9 o'clock, the softball tournament resumes. Noon is our parade, downtown Butternut. On Sunday, we have we had to change up in our bands. We have Copper County Line, who will be playing in the pavilion on Sunday afternoon. Matter of fact, I think they're playing tonight at Music in the Park.
Oh, okay. Nice, nice.
And that, we have our horse pole competition, and there's also a cornhole tournament sign up on the same day.
All right.
There will be food and refreshments available all 3 days. K&M Rides will be there with rides for everyone. We run our rides on a special. Friday night is $10 for a wristband. Saturday is $20 for all day. Sunday is $10, or you can buy a wristband for the weekend for $35.
All right, ride the whole weekend for $35. That yeah. sounds wonderful. And we have kind of a petting zoo, too, this year, right? Is that right?
Well, that's what the, petting zoo, Schleyer.
Schleyer, okay, gotcha. Yep. Okay, yep. All right. That's always a very very popular item also. So always great food and carnival and softball and go downtown, too, because some of the businesses like Fanatical Fish and stuff have going on, and there's always throughout the entire town. It's just it's such a beautiful setting, too, for those who or maybe are new to the area. Top of the Hill, that park, Top of the Hill in Butternut, it's just the ultimate setting. It's one of my favorite places up there.
Yes, everybody loves being up there because we have shade. So they're not out baking in the hot sun.
Yeah, exactly. Great food and maybe even a cold beer that Jer Wagner or somebody else will serve up for you, right?
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Okay. If I'd just like to hit on a couple of our top sponsors.
Yeah, fantastic, yeah.
Ashland County Town Insurance / River Valley Mutual Insurance Company, Forward Bank. Then at our next level, we have Northwoods Community Credit Union, Butternut Cafe, Smart Plumbing and Heating, Greg Wagner Plumbing, Weather Shield Manufacturing, Piper Electric from Park Falls, Schleyer Logging, Bobbers on the Lake, Dave's S Trucking, Super One Foods, Birch Street Funeral Services, Terry Polachek, Sherwinski Excavator and Logging, and Randy and Cindy Zesch.
All right. Fantastic. Always great community support for the 66 annual Pioneer Days in Butternut. All right, Don. Well done. Well okay. done.
Glenn's, thank you, Joe.
Glenn's done. You're back all the time now. Get him out of here. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Don.
All right.
Don Christensen joining us to talk Pioneer Days. Glenn will be back in next Wednesday to give us any final updates on that. We're going to get to the news, but we missed earlier this morning. We didn't have our Kurtz Island Sports Shop fishing report this morning, so let's do that right now.
Hi, this is Micah from Kurtz Island Sports Shop. This is the Kurtz Island Fishing Report. With surface water temps in the mid-70s, summer patterns settling in, warm days in the 80s, and all of that brings lots of boat traffic. It's best to schedule your fishing early and late in the day, even after dark. Largemouth bass have been doing very good. They're the heroes of the summer. Eating action on topwater baits, such as plastic frogs and spiders, buzz baits and tail baits, such as whopper plop. Hot. Early mornings, twitch baits on inside weed lines and great wacky worm action throughout the day. Midday fish also coming on square bill cranks and chatterbaits over cabbage flats and stump fields. Nice fish to 6 pounds reported with photographic proof this past week on the above mentioned baits. Smallmouth are also doing good, working rock gravel humps with drop shot rigs and 2.5 gulp alive minnows or 3-inch wacky worms. Ned rigs and tube jigs in 14 to 22 feet of water. Search deep coontail edges also, especially with the drop shot rigs. Walleye are also doing good, either along deep weed edges of 14 to 18 feet, or out on rocky bars of 18 to 26 feet. Use red tails or the largest leeches you can find. 1/8 to 1/4 ounce jigs, Lindy rigs, drop shotty, and slip bobber rigs. The brighter the day, the deeper typically. Mornings and evenings, lighted slip floats and 10 to 14 foot weeds at night. Musky are doing good, early and late. Bucktails and top water bait time. Work weeds early, then moving out to deeper water as the heat builds. After dark, topwater action for the fearless. Typical summertime patterns. Nice that the weather has finally matched the calendar. Enjoy this time. Get out early on the larger lakes. Boat traffic billing by 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. We anglers need to share, so pick your time on the water wisely. That's all, folks, and good luck.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General says it has opened an investigation into the Secret Service's handling of security for former President Trump on the day that gunman Thomas Crooks tried to assassinate him at that Pennsylvania rally. ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Officials tell ABC News the Secret Service has actually stepped up security around